Yeah, Brian, practice today. Is he feeling better?
Brian Bulaga, actually, he was in here this morning. They sent him home again. He has an illness, flu-type symptoms. So we care about Brian, but we don't want to get the other guys sick. So we sent him home.
Mike, where are you at with your tackles? I mean, it's unusual to see both your starters on the injury report. I know David practiced a little bit yesterday, mm-hmm. but are you okay there?
I mean, we just, this is kind of normal stuff. I mean, we're into the, season. I mean, David's limited. I don't really have a feel for Brian because we haven't worked him since, I think, Tuesday or Monday on his ankle. So we got to see where he is tomorrow. But just speaking with Brian this morning when he came in, he's dehydrated and things like that. So we'll just take the week.
Was Dave when he kind of did the splits there?
I'm sorry?
Did Dave get hurt when he kind of did the splits in that one play? Do you know?
Yeah, it didn't help him, yeah.
So that was the play as far as you know?
I think so.
Okay. Any concern there?
I think the biggest thing with our offensive guys, I mean, it's you guys weren't out there for the team periods. I mean, if you watch practice yesterday, our defense really practiced extremely well, flew all over the place, really felt good about the practice coming off the field, and particularly even watching the video. But offense, we were sluggish. I mean, we were all the way through. We need to practice better today, and I think some of it's just a reflection of week one, playing 80 plus plays, and so we just got to work through it.
Like, we joked a little bit yesterday about the schedule change, but you really do listen.
I thought we were joking about repeated questions.
That was a joke. But you listening to your players, how valuable is that as a coach to make sure you're in tune with those guys on a thing, just even like a schedule?
I think listening in general is so important. I know I listen a lot more today than I did 10 years ago. So whether it's whether it's my players, whether it's my family, everything that's going on around us. So yeah, it's about collecting information, evaluating it, and really seeing if you can apply it. Because you can't be jack of all trades, master of none, try to do everything and take all these ideas. And I mean, that's not the way it works. So we put a lot of time in the off season, evaluating things, trying new things. I think when you try the timing of when you try it, and if it doesn't really affect the way you prepare, then that's really the Wednesday schedule of last week. Last week's a different week for every team because, we had two full days in training camp that we spent on Seattle, meetings, practice, and everything. And then you get to Monday, and you're transitioning from a 90-man roster to your current roster. So, you really have 3 days of extra work. So that was the right day to try it. And, the feedback that I got from the veteran players, they're into the way we've done it. We've always got in here early, got them going early. I did it more for the younger players. I'm a big believer in regularity. My father taught me that. It's get up early, get your work done, and that's with your highest level of energy before lunch. So that format has worked very well for us, but I was open to the concerns of our training staff and some coaching recommendations and sleep evaluations and all that. But so we tried it. So we've gone back to the old schedule, and this is not a huge adjustment. I don't think this is a game changer. I appreciate your expertise in scheduling. I'm here to help.
Mike, on the extended amount of plays you had, does that take the most? Is it the most taxing on the offensive line when you play that many plays?
Well, they'll never admit it, but there's no substitution there. But I'll tell you, I talked about this a little bit in a team meeting today. As a head coach, you get into scheduling, how practice looks, the length of it, reps, and what's refreshing with the GPS technology, forever how many years we've been involved in it, now you have it on game day, it really confirms a lot of, a lot of your opinions and the direction that you go. But to sit in there and go through that player by player Monday night with Mark Lovott, it's really impressive to see the workload that these men put out during the course of one game, and you know, whether it's the short area, the long distance, and it just confirms the fact that the training and everything leading up to that each and every week is so critical, and that's why the individual focus is as important as the group focus.
So when you looked at it, you were pleased with what you saw?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, I mean, just their levels, and I mean, the workload is, you know, is what it is, but you know, you also can their heart rate and all the conditioning, evaluation, and so forth. So yeah, we feel good about, you know, our preparation going into the game, but it's a little bit like Jacksonville last year. We went down there and the offense didn't play, you know, as much as the defense. It was flipped, but that heat took a lot out of our football team.
The fact that I believe Geronimo was able to be here and last week, does that make it a little easier to come back for him, do you think? And did you see it on the practice field yesterday?
It was really best on all fronts. I think any time a player goes through, you know, those types of situations, it's good for him to be here. I mean, when things don't go right, support is needed the most at that time. So just from a philosophical standpoint, I think it's great that he was here. But based off what he went through in the Rams game, have a chance to stay here, condition, go through the protocol and all that. So, yeah, it's he had a really good week's work. I know the strength and conditioning staff and the training staff really felt good about the time that he was able to spend just getting himself ready.
After that Philadelphia game, you talked a lot about breaking tackles offensively and defensively. Do you like where you're at in that regard now?
Well, we didn't have enough against Seattle. I mean, and we knew going into the game that they're a good tackling team. So, and Atlanta's defense is a very good tackling team, excellent team speed. But, yes, we want to be in double digits each and every week. I mean, that's our goal. That's what we focus on and train for. And that's why you play the games. I mean, it's all about – you know, focused training, and at the end of it is the performance on Sunday night. So it'll be a big challenge when we have the ball in our hands, because they do a heck of a job tackling.
Mike, during training camp, Devon talked about how with the way things played out in Jacksonville last year, he really didn't play a whole lot in the second half of the season. And so when you pair that with the hamstring injury that cost him, you know, a decent part of training camp, is it reasonable to expect that with that significant of a layoff, it'll take a couple weeks to get to where he wants to be in terms of performance?
It's something you got to watch. I mean, it's all part of the training. Playing, 49 plays, helps. So, hopefully we can keep it in that realm. I think it'd be beneficial for any guy that's, making that transition and he's on that, scope upwards. So, but yeah, I hear your point, and especially out there on the corner. So.
Did the Falcons move Freeman out on the perimeter for matchups more than any other team might with a running back?
More than any other. I can't really give you an accurate answer. I mean, I think if you go through the league, offensive coordinators, I mean, there's guys that are really into, I mean, empty formations and base personnel is not a new thing. Who's doing it the most right now? I couldn't give you an accurate answer there, but I mean, yes. And when you move your halfback out there, no different than we do with Ty Montgomery, and the defense has base defense on the field, you're obviously matchup is your focus.
When do you find out whether the roof is open or not, and does it matter at all?
Kind of on you guys. I got time to work. That's a secondary focus of mine. So I mean, there ain't nothing I can do about it, right?
They don't call you immediately.
No, I know. I know you think I make all the decisions around here, but that's not true.
Two more, please.
Does it even matter? Do you care whether it's open?
I don't think so. I mean, it's a new environment either. Either way, it's just it's important for our players to get out on the field early, make sure their shoes are right, check out the lighting. So if it's open or closed, it's going to be the first time for us. So we just got to get out there and make sure we catch a lot of footballs and move around and make sure we're ready.
Does Ty's versatility, how much freedom does that give you as a play caller? And have you ever had that much flexibility where you can do so much with a running back?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's unique. I mean, to have a receiver now playing halfback. But, I've always liked to think that we've used a lot of those formations and schemes. You know, but we could, you know, whether it was Randall Cobb doing those assignments. But I've been blessed. I've had some really good running backs that I was blessed and fortunate enough to coach over the years. I mean, I go back through, you know, the history. So, but yeah, I would think just if you look at the skill set, you like to do that a bunch. But you know, we got to run the football. We're fortunate to have a lot of players that we can spread out. Our perimeter players are. I feel we have really good numbers there. So, I just really want to focus on the running back part of it right now.